Psalms, book of Psalms, chapter number 30. Psalms, chapter number 30. What a joy it is to be in the Lord's house this morning. Appreciate the love of God. I'm thankful that He loves me this morning. I love that old song our children sing often in our church, Jesus Loves Me. This I know. I'm glad I know that this morning. I'm glad I know that He loves me. Book of Psalms, chapter number 30. Bible says, I will exalt Thee, O Lord, for Thou hast lifted me up, and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me, O Lord my God. I cried unto Thee, and Thou hast healed me. O Lord, Thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of His, and give thanks unto the remembrance of His holiness. For His anger endureth but a moment, but in His favor is life. Weeping, the Bible said, may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. In my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved, Lord, by Thy favor. Thou hast made my mountains to stand strong. Thou hast hid Thy face, and I was troubled. I cried to Thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. What profit it there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise Thee? Shall it declare Thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me, Lord. Be Thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praises to Thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto Thee forever. Father in heaven, we bow in this place as humbly as we know how. Thank You for this opportunity to pray. Thank You for this time, God, that You've allowed us to have, Lord, to gather around Your people and around Your Word. Father, we thank You for Your love that You have bestowed upon us, God. That I thank You, Lord, even while we were yet sinners, that You died for us. Lord, that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Thank You, Lord, for this congregation of people. Thank You, Lord, for the men of God. I understand this morning I am nothing. I understand I am the least of the least, and I can do nothing without Your help. But Father, I'm thankful, Lord, that You are my very present help in the time of need and time of trouble. God, I'm glad that You're always near. I ask You, Lord, empower us, speak to us and through us. Use us the way that You see fit. I ask You, Lord, to give strength to the weak. God, would You show mercy. I ask You, God, to give grace this morning. Save that sinner friend. I pray, God, that You would draw them unto Yourself and to a place of repentance. God, we ask You to help us today and look up unto You, God, for You are the author and the finisher of our faith. Father, we give You thanks and praise and honor and glory. We ask what we ask in that name that's above all names. At the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen. In the text this morning, the Bible said in verse number 5, I'm interested in that word. The Bible said in verse number 5 in your text, for His anger endureth but a moment, in His favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Oh, preach that if God had hit me just for a few moments. I'm glad, Brother Hyde, there is joy coming in the morning. In the text this morning, the Bible said, He began to start out the text, I will exalt Thee, O Lord. I'll say this morning, He's worthy of all praise. He is high and holy, sitting on the throne at the right hand of God. I'm making intercession for you and I this morning. He said, I will exalt Thee, O Lord, for Thou hast lifted me up. up. I'm glad I'm no longer down. I'm glad I'm no longer like the psalmist David said in 50, or back in the text in one place. He said, I waited patiently upon the Lord, and He inclined unto me. I'm glad. He said, I was in a miry clay. I was stuck in the mud. I was in darkness and distress. I was down low. But I waited patiently upon God. Hey, you just can't get out. You can't do it by yourself. But I'm glad He can. He's the only one that can get you out. The Bible said, the psalmist David said, I waited patiently upon the Lord, and He inclined unto me, and He heard my cry, and He reached down and pulled him out of that miry clay. Brother Logan, he said, He set His feet upon the rock, established His going, put a new song in His mouth, even a song of praise unto our God. He is worthy of all praise. I'm thankful that there has been a change that take place in my life. I'm glad that it ain't what it used to be. I'm glad that I'm no longer in that place of darkness, dwelling in the dead. But God has given me life in His, amen, in His favor's life. He is the giver of life, amen. Oh, the Bible said in the very beginning, amen, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void. Darkness upon the face of the deep. Having been the Spirit of God moves upon the face of the waters. And the Bible said, the Spirit said, let there be light. And there was light. Amen. The darkness had to flee. Hey, I'm glad, I'm thankful that I'm in the light. I'm no longer dwelling in darkness. But I'm glad that I'm in the light. He said He lifted me up out. Amen. And has not made my foes to rejoice over me. And then He said, O Lord my God, I cried unto Thee and Thou hast healed me. I'm glad. Hey, brother, I'm glad that He heard my cry. I'm glad. Amen. There were so many more that was more worthier than I. Hey, but I'm thankful that He heard my cry. Hey, and He came to where I was. Hey, thank the Lord. I'm glad that He heard me. But I'm glad that I'm healed. I'm glad that He made me, brother. Brother Milby preached last night. That little woman, she wasn't temporary made whole. Amen. She wasn't. Just for a little while, the Bible says she was completely made whole. Hey, thank God. I'm glad that I've been healed. Hey, thank God. Some of y'all know I had a daughter 11 and a half years old. I passed away just a few months ago. And her whole life she struggled. Her whole life she was sick. Amen. And we seen God move. We knew that God heard her cry. And many a time we saw His wonderful handwork. And my thoughts and my wife's thoughts, her whole life was her to be made completely whole. She would get sick. And we'd pray and we'd seek God's face. Amen. And God would touch her. And she would be better, you know, after a little while, and then the sickness would come again. And it'd be a little bit further, Brother Logan. Almost to death many a times. And God's marvelous hand. You see, He is the great physician. He can do all things. Death has no dominion over Him. Thank God. He can touch somebody's eyes and make them see. He can cleanse the leper. He can raise the dead.
God. I'm glad He's still God. He's still on the throne. He's the same God. Amen. The same God that told Abraham how to take Isaac up to the mountain and offer him up for a sacrifice. He's the same God today. What do you mean, preacher? On the way up the mountain, Isaac said, Father, I see the wood. I see the fire. But where is the sacrifice? Amen. And Abraham said, God Himself shall provide a sacrifice for the offering. I will say the sacrifice has been given. The life of Jesus has been given so that you and I can have life. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Whosoever, thank God, would believeth in Him, would should not perish, but have everlasting life. What profiteth my blood? I go down into the pit. That's not God's desire. It's not God's will. That none should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Amen. Hey, thank God, I'm glad that there is joy. Amen. The text says, hey, I'm glad that He heard my cry. I'm glad that He healed me from my sickness, my disease, you know. Hey, my daughter, we prayed all her life that she'd be made whole. Amen. God would touch her and she'd get better, you know. She wasn't completely whole, brother. Amen. She never was completely healed. Amen. And then, I believe it was one morning, or Monday morning, I believe it was, God woke me up in a dream. He showed me my daughter laying there in the hospital bed. I've been laying there 5 days. Hey, on a ventilator. Hey, the scans come back. There was nothing going on. And how it broke Mom and Dad's heart. Hey, she had been on a cardiac arrest for an hour long. The doctors did all they could do. The nurses did all that they could do. Amen. I'm glad for the comfort of God. I'm glad that He is in control. 5 days later, I'm sitting there watching her. I know when God's able to raise her up. Naturally, and to make her whole. Naturally, I knew He could. I know He can. Amen. Oh, yes. But you know, it's harder to accept the will of God. Yeah. Amen. That Monday morning, I woke up. I had a dream in the dream, Brother Logan. I looked. And his head rose up out of the bed. I took all the stuff off of her. I walked over to her mom. I wrapped her arms around Mom and said, Mom, it's okay now. Everything's okay. She never spoke before in her life. She never really walked good in her life, Brother Milby. But she got up out of the bed herself. I walked over to Mama. I put her arms around her and said, everything's all right. And then she come to Daddy, Brother. She wrapped her arms around me. Gave me a kiss on the cheek. And said, everything's fine. And I woke up in my dream. Very early that Monday morning. And the sun was shining right in on her face. That little face was just glowing. And the Lord spoke to my heart. He said, Jason, believe us now. That I can do this. I said, yea, Lord. I know that Thou can. 8 hours later, Brother Logan, he didn't do it the way we wanted it. But he did it the way he wanted. And I bless His name. Amen. I stand before you today and I'll testify that she is made completely whole. Amen. Amen. She can never be completely made whole in this earth. Amen. Amen. She can never be completely made whole on this earth. But God. Amen. He is, thank God, the great physician that is in the business of completely making people whole. Amen. In the text, the Bible said that He heard me and He healed me from my sickness, disease. And on in that text, He said He brought my soul up from the grave and kept me alive. That I should not go down into the pit. I'm glad that I'm saved for eternity. I'm glad that I'll never perish in a place called hell. I'm glad I can't go there, even if I wanted to now. Amen. Oh, yes, I'm saved. I'm sealed, thank God. I'm glad that I've been washed in the blood. Hey, thank the Lord. Sing unto the Lord. How the Bible said, oh, ye saints of His, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. For His anger endureth for a moment, but joy cometh. Yea, thank God. Weeping may endure for a night. I'll say this morning, you're going to have to endure some weeping. You're going to go through some hard times. I said, friend, if you're in the midst this morning, there's the Savior that wants to save you, that gave His life so that you could live. And if He speaks to your heart, don't reject Him. Amen. But I'm going to try to help the church this morning. You saints of His. He said, give thanks unto the remembrance of His holiness. Along this way, Brother Logan, weeping's going to come. Heartaches and trials and tribulations, they're going to come, Brother Hyde. But I'm glad it is, brother, just temporary. I'm glad it is just for a moment. Weeping may endure for a moment, but joy, thank God, cometh in the morning. The problem with things today, people searching for joy that is temporal. Amen. I get joy of watching baseball and basketball, but it's just temporary. It doesn't. Amen. The things of this world that brings you a little joy, it's just temporary. You'll never be satisfied with the joy of this world. Amen. I'm talking about the joy of the Lord, amen, which is one of the spirits, amen, the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, thank God. If you're a child of God, I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. If the name's in the Lamb's book of life, ye shall bear joy, amen. It is a joy, thank God, to serve the Lord, amen. Along this way, trials and troubles and heartaches will come. But I'm glad no matter how hard it gets, I don't care how hot the fire gets. I don't care, Brother Hamilby. I've been far enough, been in it long enough, to know that there's another side. That God will see me through. Paul stood and asked, amen, how in the middle of that storm had seen daylight for days, nor star noon. Amen. But he heard the word of the angel and said, I believe God. Amen. When it seemed like there's no hope, and the Bible said it seemed like all hope was lost, Paul stood and said, I believe God. The angel of the Lord has appeared unto me this night. And we, thank God, preacher Milby, we gonna make it, thank God. The ship may go down. This world's gone down. But I thank the Lord, I'm going up. Bible said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And 2 Samuel 22, and that being from forth, and the Bible said, he bringeth me forth from my enemies, thou also hast lifted me up high above, thank God, violent men. I will say this one, there is joy, Brother Milby, and being delivered, thank God. Amen. Anybody ever been delivered? I'm glad I'm no longer bound by sin. I'm glad, thank God, that I've been set free. I'm glad, Brother God, that I'm no longer delivered to a devil's hell. But I've been set free, thank God. I will say, I preached in my church the other Wednesday night. I go and tell. Amen. I believe there is a lack. We have gone short, Brother Logan, in telling what thus saith the Lord, and telling what God has done for us. That man, the Gadarenes, after God got done with him, he was close, sitting in his right mind at the feet of Jesus. He was a changed man, thank God. He didn't have to say a word. People knew that there was something about this man Jesus. He was naked, had his dwellings among the tombs. Amen. I wasn't satisfied. He didn't have no joy. But God, thank God, bless his name. But now he's clothed, sitting in his right mind at the feet of Jesus. And the Bible said he had a desire to go be with the Lord. The Gadareans didn't want nothing to do with him. This world don't want nothing to do with Jesus. They rather have their swine. They rather have their things in this world. Here, the money and the fame, you can have it all. I'll take Jesus every time. Hey, for in him there's joy. Unspeakable, thank God. And full of glory. How the Bible said he prayed the Lord that he would go with him. How the God said, not so. He said, I want you to go back home. I tell you, friends, how what the Lord has done and how that he's had compassion upon you. Hey, God help us how to go and tell Brother Hyde, hey, what God has done and about his compassion that he's bestowed upon us. There's joy in being delivered this morning. I thought about that first song how the children of Israel began to sing as they marched out of Egypt. How did God deliver them out? How they were stuck, they couldn't get out. How they were bound, amen. How did God told Moses, I, amen, seen the afflictions of my people. I know their sorrows. I know their circumstance. And he knows where you're at this morning. He knows that your joy is trying to be robbed. And he, hey, thank God. He, hey, the Bible said, hey, God, hit me. He said, I've come down to deliver them out. Amen, to bring them into a better land. Oh, yes, there is a joy in being delivered this morning. Oh, Daniel chapter 3, them boys. Hey, said, oh, King, we're not careful how to answer thee on this matter. Hey, we know that our God's able to deliver us out of your hand. Hey, whether he does or whether he does not, be it known unto thee, O King, how we will not bow to thy gods, how we will not serve anyone else. Hey, man, that made the old king mad. And he heated up the furnace 7 times hotter. Had that it ever desired to be heated. How the boys thrown in, bound with their clothes. Hey, man, with pedals and chains. And their other garments. And the Bible said, oh, Nebuchadnezzar said, I see 4 men. Hey, did we throw 3 men in? I see 4 men in the fire. And one is the Son of God. Hey, thank the Lord. What are you saying, preacher? I'm just trying to, maybe to remind you where God has brought you from. Hey, there is a joy in being delivered. Amen. There was a time in my life where I was bound. There was a time in my life when I was running naked. Amen. In the tombs, dead in my sin. But I'm glad God delivered me out. I'm glad that he brought me out. Amen. There is a joy in being delivered. Amen. You remember that text there where they caught him and old Paul, Silas, brethren, they were preaching repentance. Amen. They were preaching Jesus Christ. Amen. And they began to get mad. And they began to bring them before the council. And they began to beat them and whip them. Hey, they that live godly, the Bible said, shall suffer persecution. They're going to try to bind you men of God up. How the devil's trying his best this morning to bind me up, to quiet my mouth, how to keep me silent, but I'll not be silent. Hey, I'm glad I've been delivered. I'm glad I'm no longer bound. And I'm glad to tell you this morning, if you're here bound, without any joy in this world, you don't have to stay in that place. There is a Redeemer. He died so that you can live. Amen. There's a joy in being delivered. Them boys, Paul and Silas being beaten, brethren. They're in the prison. And at midnight, the Bible said they were singing and praying unto the Lord. Hey, right there in the middle of the prison, brethren. Hey, being beaten. Physically just hurting. Amen. But God, amen. Hey, thank the Lord, heard their cry. Hey, bless his name. You can't take the joy of the Lord from a child of God. Amen. how the devil's going to try now. He's going to hit you every way he can. But I'm glad I got joy. There is joy in being delivered. Can I say this morning? The Bible said in your text, he said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. He said in the text, for his anger endureth but a moment. In his favor is life. I'm glad after the children of Israel, after God delivered them out, he didn't just deliver them and say, there you go. No. Amen, brother. He led them in the right path. Hey, there's joy in being delivered. Hey, if you're delivered this morning, if you saved, you ought to say so. The Bible says, I love the redeemed of the Lord. I say so. Amen. Oh, yes. The Bible said, and not only there's joy in deliverance, but can I say in John, Jeremiah 6, thus saith the Lord, Brother Hyde, he said, stand ye in the way and ask, thank God, for the old path, wherein is the good way. There is no other way, I'll say. They'll say that you can go this way or you can go that way. But can I say there's only one way? Jesus is the way, the truth and the life. I love this old time way. Amen. I was raised up in the mountains of North Carolina. Amen. I thank God for the goodly, godly heritage that I have. I raised up in the old time way. We take it for granted, Brother Logan, so many of the time. I want to go out and travel and meet people that doesn't know anything about it. I thank the Lord for the old time way. The only thing I know to do, preacher me, is to trust the Lord. To preach what he tells me to preach. To sing what he tells me to sing. To pray when he says pray. To stand still when he says stand still. Amen. I know it's not eloquent. I know I don't have it all right. Amen. But I ain't trying to please you. I'm just trying to please him. Thank the Lord. It's not you that's going to judge me. It's God, thank the Lord, that is the righteous judge. I'm glad that I've been delivered. There's joy in deliverance. There's joy in following his direction. Amen. Amen. Oh, he says, stand in the way and seek and ask for the old path. Where is the good way? Amen. Walk therein, Brother Logan, and ye shall find, amen, rest for your souls. Hey, they shall, he said, thou wilt show me a plain path, and thy presence is fullness of joy, Brother Hyde. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Oh, yes, amen. How can I say this morning, Brother Hyde? Hey, sometimes following directions from the Lord leads us down a dark way. Sometimes it leads us down a path that we don't want to go. Amen. You think that I desired how to sit in the hospital room watching my daughter die? I didn't want to sit there. Hey, I didn't want to go that way. Hey, but can I tell you, there is joy in following direction of the Lord. Amen. You remember that text? Oh, Peter said, I'm going fishing. That's all right, but he left out one thing. It wasn't the direct order from God. It was what he wanted to do and not what God said. So they went fishing. They fished all night. They didn't catch a thing. Amen. Morning come, there stood Jesus on the shore. He said, children, have you any meat? Amen. They said no. And Jesus said, cast the net on the right side, and ye shall find. In one place, Brother Logan, he said this. He said, Lord, he responded. He said, Lord, we've done this all night. We've already fished that side. Hey, we've done every place we know to do. Amen. But then he said, nevertheless, at thy word. Amen. So he threw his net. And the Bible said that he was not able, they weren't able, to pull in the nets for so many fish. And their nets break because of the multitude. Amen. There's joy in following direction of the Lord. Amen. But can I say this? Amen. John chapter 14. Brother Hyde, there's joy in reaching that destination. Amen. Bible said that He said in John chapter 14, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in Me. For in My Father's house are many mansions, Brother Milby." He said, "If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again." I don't know about you, but I got a desire just to go on. I understand I'm young. I'm around mid-30s. And they say I've got a lot of life before me. Brother Hyde, I'd rather take this place right here. I use it as a blasting pad. I'd rather just go on and be with Him. What do you mean, preacher? Because there's joy coming in the morning. Amen. I was talking to the dear brother sitting right along in here yesterday evening. I'm 90-something year old. And I asked him how he was. He said, "I'm going to be honest with you, preacher." He said, "I'm hurting. I don't feel like I'd be able to sit here." But then he cracked a smile, Brother Logan. And then he said, "Hey, but it's just temporary. Because I'm headed to a far better place. I'm glad, thank the Lord. There shall be weeping along the way. Along His direction it made me hard. Hey, He didn't promise us that it would be easy. But He did say, I'll never leave you. I'll never, thank the Lord, forsake you. There's joy in being delivered. There's joy in following His direction. But one of these good days, Brother Hyde, we're going to reach that destination. That place where He is. That's my desire. To be with Him. And can I say this? That's His desire for us. To be with Him. He said, "Where I am, there ye may be also." Then He said in one place, comforts ye one another with these words. "Then Christ shall rise first. We which are alive and remain shall be called up together to meet Him in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord." Thank God. There's joy in reaching that destination. Brother Hyde is coming. Our Father in heaven, we thank You for Your word this morning. Thank You, Lord, for that joy that we have in our hearts. Thank You, Lord, for that peace and comfort that You've allowed us to have. I ask You, Lord, to touch Your hearts of Your people. Give them strength. Show mercy. Give grace. I love You in Jesus' name. Amen.